This article is called Memory Connections. It's written by Anne-Marie Mannion, who is also a freelance writer, enjoys writing about people and the challenges they face and overcome them. Tom McCann and his wife Kathleen, who lives with Alzheimer's disease, were still able to dance together every once in a while before her health declined. They would take to the floor at a memory cafe hosted by Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Raleigh, North Carolina, where they are members. "My wife loves to dance," he said, "and we did our best Philly bandstand dances." For people with Alzheimer's disease or dementia and their loved ones, Memory Cafe is a place where they can relax and socialize without judgment. It's also where caregivers can catch a glimpse of the person their loved ones once were before they were affected by illness. It allows me to reflect back and say, yes, that part of her that loved music and dancing is still there, Tom McCann said. The fun part of her is still there, even with dementia. You don't get to see that on a day-to-day basis. Memory cafes are free and held at sites across the nation, including Lutheran churches. They provide social engagement, support, and education for people living with Alzheimer's disease and other dementias and their caregivers. The programs vary at each site, but many offer activities designed to keep the brain stimulated and the body healthy. These may include scrapbooking, dancing, field trips, listening to music, or playing games. Good Shepherd's monthly cafe attracts about 50 guests for hors d'oeuvres and dinner, followed by a sing-along or music performed by an entertainer. Gail Vaughn, a founder of the cafe, decided to focus on music because she noticed that her mother, who had Alzheimer's, reacted well to it. "It got to the point where she couldn't process how to walk to the table, but my dad would say, 'Let's dance to the table,' and she would." Another memory cafe at Calvary Lutheran Church in Grand Forks, North Dakota, focused on dispelling stigmas about Alzheimer's after Mary Ann Devig, the parish nurse, noticed that many people didn't want to talk about the illness. "People were coming into my office and telling me about their spouse or parent who had Alzheimer's," she said, "but they didn't want to talk to anyone else." Devig decided the cafe should emphasize socialization and education. She has invited researchers, neurologists, representatives of long-term care facilities, and other experts to speak to the groups. She also lends out educational DVDs about the subject. Not long after establishing the monthly cafe, Devig saw evidence that people were getting support from it. Within 3 months, they were coming early and staying late because they found people they could talk to, she said. It helps diminish the stigma and helps people to realize they're not the only ones dealing with this kind of situation. The cafe usually attracts 40 to 80 people, and when other church members often lend a hand. "When I say I need 6 dozen cookies for a certain day, people show up with cookies," Devig said. "I have more cookies than I need." The cafe has even led to the formation of a choir dubbed the Unforgettables, which features 43 voices. Participants range in age from the 50s to the 90s. At St. Luke Lutheran Church in Portland, Oregon, the Memory Cafe features light refreshments and musical entertainment. David Wilder, a retired pastor who leads the congregation's senior ministries, spearheads the cafe and believes the need for it will grow because of Alzheimer's and dementia are more likely to affect people as they age. 14 years ago, the largest group of congregants at St. Luke, besides children, were ages 50 to 65, and today the largest group is 60 to 75. "I was seeing dementia show up when I was making my pastoral calls, so we started talking about having a cafe," Wilder said, adding that it fits perfectly with the church's mission to provide care. The cafes at St. Luke's, Good Shepherd, and Calvary are open to people of all denominations, said Devig, and the priority is just to share love and care. That caring has been crucial to helping Tom McCann cope with his wife's illness. He says it provides you with a safe place where you can be yourself and there is no judgment. It gives you that little time out with other people.